May I have your attention, a few minutes of your time?
Take a break from your life, I'll tell you how I live mine.
See this face, see this smile, see these eyes open wide.
It's a mask to disguise how I'm feeling inside.
1 in 12 in my city, yet it's hard to describe.
But just give me one moment, I promise I'll try.
I'm a cook, a cleaner, a doctor, a healer, a helper, a sitter, a supporter, a leader.
By my demeanour, it may not always be clear that I'm needed.
When my mum takes a fall, has a fit or a seizure. When my brother breaks his toes and I pick up the pieces.
When his autism means that even though I pleaded, he kicks and screams and every day this is repeated. But before bed, I still hug him because I know he doesn't mean it.
And some might say that this sounds strange.
Why I have these skills and I don't even get paid.
When I get home from school and I make sure the table is laid, because my dad is upstairs, still in bed, still afraid.
I'm sorry, did I not mention?
That his mind is affected by stress and by tension.
Depression, that means he requires my attention.
So my homework goes unwritten with no chance of extension.
I shop, I feed, I help shower and bathe. I wash, I make sure that all the beds are made.
I talk. I listen, I cuddle, I play.
I make sure that the medicine is stored safely away.
And even though I know that those who love me understand,
it's hard to keep up friendships when I'm having to cancel plans.
When phone calls go unanswered and when they say they'll lend a hand, sometimes it feels that it's only me who can.
So thank you for listening to the words I have to say.
About how I live my life, about what I do each day.
I hope, I dream, I wonder, I pray.
Because I am a young carer and I wouldn't have it any other way.